Hello and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Joe, filling in again for Mikey, who is out sick. He's got a little bit of a lost voice, but it's coming back, and we really appreciate the well wishes. So it's Tuesday, July 11th. Let us proceed. Tesla is leading a large drop in used electric car value in the U.S., with the Model 3 being down 30% over last year. After an incredible rise in 2022, that resulted in some used EVs selling for more than, well, brand new cars. Used car value finally started to drop over the last 6 months. According to IC Cars, used car prices have dropped by less than 4% year over year for the third month in a row. But used EV prices are dropping even faster. The publication notes that with Tesla representing the majority of the market, it is weighing heavy on the used EV market in general. From its high in 2022, the Model 3 used price is down 30.5%. With the next runner-up, the Model X is at 21%, the Nissan Leaf and Model S at 19.5%, and 19% drop, respectively. It's crazy that prices dropped 30%, and yet the average used Model 3 still sells for $37,000, which is pretty close to the base model price of a brand new Model 3. A video of what is alleged to be a new Tesla people mover for the Boring Company has leaked. As a bit of a background, a Tesla electric van, minibus, or people mover has been in the works for a long time. Musk has talked about Tesla making an electric minibus based on the Model X before, but it didn't come to fruition. It is the only vehicle in the product roadmap Tesla never delivered or unveiled. The Boring Company previously released a render of an underground shuttle to move people to and fro in the tunnels. Recently, there have been rumors that Tesla has been building a prototype for the Boring Company, and it appears that we now have our first grainy look at one iteration. Now, we can't confirm the video's authenticity, but there's a lot that appears to be legit. Las Vegas content creator Jacob Oath posted a brief video of a clear, domed, 9-seat carriage with space for a driver, coincidentally with a Tesla steering wheel. The mock-up seems to be in a storage room, although adjacent roll-up doors signal it could be ready to be taken out. Also, while there are boxes laden around the carriage, there are none inside, which either means yes, it's being used, or that they have plenty of warehouse space. Ford is giving us a sneak peek of its new electric pony ahead of the model's reveal at the 2023 Goodwood Festival of Speed. In Ford's latest video, you can see the new high-performance electric pony ready to rip past a Mustang Mach-E GT and tear across a dirt track. The new electric pony is then seen taken to a road less traveled and heading on a dirt path, suggesting it could be a potential off-road adventure edition. Now, Ford is no stranger to all-electric high-performance cars. Its 14,000-horsepower electric supervan, 4.2, a custom Ford e-Transit, recently won the open class at Pikes Peak with a record-setting 8-minute 47.68 run. Ford is working on a high-performance electric F-150 Lightning pickup vehicle as well. The new Mustang Mach-E version is set to debut Friday, July 14th. This week's episode is sponsored by Pedego Electric Bikes. America's number one electric bike retailer, Pedego believes in making e-bikes easy to use and incredibly fun to ride. That's why they offer an extensive selection of over 20 e-bike models, each with endless customization options. No matter your style or preference, Pedego has the perfect bike for you. That includes the Avenue, the company's newest model designed with a classic European look paired with modern features. Has a 500-watt motor, 48-volt battery, and a range of up to 56 miles on a single charge, making it perfect for commuting or leisurely rides around town. The Avenue comes in both a 28-inch classic and step-through frame, and then there's a 26-inch step-through frame, making it accessible for any rider. With over 220-plus stores across the country, staffed with knowledgeable local experts and dedicated service technicians, Pedego ensures that you receive personalized attention and support every step of the way. Pedego also offers a 5-year warranty on all e-bikes, which is among the longest on the market. Now, here in July, Pedego is running an exclusive promotion for electric listeners. You can save up to $500 on their bikes, including their newest bike, the Avenue. Just visit pedego.com/electric to get access now, or hit the link in the show notes below. Thanks again to Pedego for sponsoring. Mercedes-Benz USA released its second quarter 2023 sales results, indicating an over 600% jump in EV sales. Electric vehicles now account for 15% of overall Mercedes-Benz passenger vehicle sales in the U.S. The German automaker sold 11,927 electric vehicles in the quarter, now totaling 9,268 electric models through the calendar year. This is encouraging, as the news of American automakers Ford and GM both seeing a decline in EV sales quarter over quarter. One of the reasons could be that the breadth of offerings, as they cover various segments within the EQS sedan, EQS SUV, EQB, EQE sedan, and the EQE SUV, so on. Which, by the way, Mercedes-AMG has officially launched its third EV model and first all-electric performance SUV. It's called the AMG EQE SUV, and it rhymes and rolls right off the tongue. So, Electrek got to take it out for a spin. Although it is largely the same as the non-AMG version, it arrives with bolstered performance and advanced features. Some standouts are the front and rear AMG Ride Control Plus air suspension, an adaptive dampening system, and active ride control roll stabilization. Other unique interior features of the AMG version include the unique displays in the instrument cluster and quick access to dynamic select in the center console. In Electrek's take, it's hard to give a fair comparison between the AMG and normal versions, as Mercedes hasn't yet really even shared pricing. The performance gap between the two isn't terribly stellar, and the smooth feel and cushy interior are kind of hard to give up. The AMG-specific dual motors provide significantly more horsepower, with the AMG capping out at 677. And the splitting of the roll bar from the front to back allows the system to be connected and torsioned together for more sportiness. Nevertheless, it still feels like a heavy, lumbering EV. It's time to say goodbye to the EV market price war protection agreement. We were just talking about this yesterday. Mere days after the gathering of a dozen automakers building EVs in China to commit to a non-binding pledge to avoid further price wars, China's Association of Automobile Manufacturers has retracted the pledge. DigiTimes Asia reports the China Association of Automobile Manufacturers removed statements from its signed price pledge a mere 2 days after it was originally introduced. They released a statement, though, saying that the pledge price-related phrasing did not appropriately express the original intention of the strategy to prevent abnormal EV pricing tactics and was inconsistent with anti-monopoly laws in China. At Electrek, we're not terribly surprised. We didn't have high expectations, as the agreement itself was vague and self-regulated. What was interesting was the way the government swept in with lightning efficiency to squash it. Volkswagen Group Audi AG is reportedly due for its next generation EV platform from another OEM, perhaps even a competitor overseas. According to Automobilwoche, sources at Audi state the German automaker is in discussions with multiple OEMs in China to buy EV platform technology. So if this is true, Audi has a plethora of EV conglomerates to choose from, as China is easily the most saturated market for electric vehicle manufacturing. As previously touched upon, the SSP platform from the Volkswagen Group that Audi is planning to use is now delayed to 2029 due to a number of software issues. The sources also told Automobilwoche that VW Group CEO Oliver Blum has already approved Audi's strategy to seek EV technology overseas, and that the board could vote to approve the plan this week. All right, so in today's community comment found on YouTube, we got one from Jax Bronson 9734. Oh, there must be a lot of Jax Bronsons out there. He says, "This guy makes me realize how good Mikey G really is. No comparison." Thanks for that, Jax Bronson. It may come as a surprise, but thanks to the miracle of parasocial relationships, viewers commonly grow attached to distant presenters, even if the style is off-putting. In fact, there's a channel on YouTube called Top 15, some clickbait nonsense channel. But what's really interesting is that the voice was done by someone in character, intentionally sounding like he was kind of like disabled in some way. He left the channel and a professional voice was hired that did very well. People still preferred the previous presenter. The viewers felt a connection with the style, even though it was initially very off-putting, and some might even say offensive. I don't consider Mikey to be very offensive, unless you count his pronunciation of European languages. Anyways, thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Joey, and I hope to see you guys again, and thank you for helping wish Mikey a get well soon.